Barry Today welcomes letters to the editor at raymond@barrytoday.com. Please include your full name, daytime phone number and address, for verification of authorship, not publication. The following letter was submitted by the Reverend interviewed for the story titled, Demolition of 158-Year-Old Church, A Real Slap in the Face, published September 27. Sadly, the public has been misinformed about the events that transpired over East Nottawasaga Presbyterian Church. While the land was donated by the Paul family, the deed states that it was given for a Presbyterian church in historic continuity with roots tracing all the way back to our motherland, the Church of Scotland. Thus, ownership of the land the church sat on belongs to the Presbyterian Church. From the time the deed was transferred, and ownership ultimately now lies with the Presbyterian Church in Canada. The cemetery is a separate entity under the care of a cemetery board. In the late 1970s, the congregations of East Nottawasaga and Jubilee amalgamated, yet Jubilee held an annual service at East Nottawasaga Church until 2013, at which time, due to a lack of interest and attendance, the congregation was granted permission from the Presbytery of Barrie to stop even these services, and there was no response from the community or the families in the article to reinstate the services. In 2016, when the building began to show serious deterioration, caused by the entire back wall being buckled out, the bricks fell off. The article written states that families' cemetery board were negotiating with Jubilee, the congregation entrusted with its care upon amalgamation, yet there was only ever one individual, or party, the cemetery board. The first personal connection made between Mr. Paul and Jubilee Church came in 2020 when Mr. Paul's mother passed and she was buried in Stainer Union, not East Nottawasaga. I was invited by the family to conduct the service. At that time, Mr. Paul never identified his connection to East Nottawasaga nor did he express any concern over the state of the church. The public was aware of the damage to the church as it was visible from the road coming north, but no one came forward to offer financial help to assist with the repairs for 6 years. The Presbytery of Barrie would have considered an offer to purchase from Mr. Paul, but an offer to buy or even help fix the church never came. Mr. Paul never reached out to anyone at Jubilee or the Presbytery of Barrie. The decision to demolish the building came from the knowledge that people were indeed visiting the gravesites that surround the building and the wall could have collapsed at any time. The company that completed the demolition stated that as the building was not insulated, if restoration began, once the walls were insulated, the supports would have given way and the building would have completely fallen apart. Mr. Morrison's claim that the cemetery board had fundraised was correct. However, they were fundraising for the upkeep of the cemetery, not the church building, because they are not the owners or deedholders of the building. Would it have been correct to use funds collected from the public for cemetery upkeep to repair a former church building? Would the Bereavement Authority of Ontario approve of this use of funds by the cemetery board? What has happened here is that a house of worship was left for over 40 years to deteriorate to a point beyond the safety of the public, and everyone drove by it every day and got complacent. When it was too late, a few people decided they cared. I reiterate what I said to the reporter who interviewed me for the story, my comment that never made the paper, where was everyone when the back wall fell down? No one reached out to the church then, but everyone found me this past week. Rev. Darren May, Jubilee Presbyterian Church.